Let's look at Isaac for a minute. See, I have seen many pictures of Isaac bound with Abraham standing over him, knife raised, about to slay his son. They're beautiful works of art that have been painted by some of the world's most well-known and renowned artists. And in all of those pictures, Isaac is portrayed as a young boy. This is probably because he is referred to as being a lad in this chapter. However, it's the same word used for the two young men, the two young male servants who were left to take care of the donkeys and personal belongings. They were not children, they were young men. Also, this happened after Ishmael got married. And so that also tells us that Isaac was no longer a child at this stage. According to Josephus, the Jewish historian, Isaac was 25 years old at the time of the sacrifice. While many of the Talmudic sages teach that Isaac was 37. Because Isaac was a type or shadow of Christ, I believe that he was 30 years old, and there is a hint that Paul may have believed that too. Either way, he was certainly no child victim. He was well able to overpower his elderly father to save his own life. He was an adult who willingly laid his life down in obedience to his father. Abraham did as God asked him to. For 3 days, they walked on the way to that mountain. And when he could finally see it, he gave the servants who were with them very interesting instructions. I'm reading from the New King James Version, Genesis 22, verse 5. And Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey. The lad," that's Isaac, "and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you." The lad and I will go yonder and worship. Abraham identified this as an act of worship. What is worship? Worship is intimate communion with God. This word specifically means to prostrate oneself, as they did to honor royalty in those days. "And we will come back to you." This is a profound statement, because Abraham was stating that both he and Isaac would return to the servants. But they're going there to sacrifice Isaac. And yet Abraham stated that he would return with Isaac. He did not expect to return with Isaac's dead body, because there would be no body left after a burnt offering. He fully expected to return with Isaac alive and well. Hebrews 11, verse 17 to 19 in the New King James Version says, "By faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, 'In Isaac your seed shall be called.'" Here's the important part, concluding that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. This is the same Abraham who was so scared of death that he misrepresented his marital status to prevent people from killing him in order to have Sarah. And yet he was able to face the pending death of his beloved son Isaac so easily. He had changed. How? He'd overcome his fear of death, because God had shown him he was able to bring what was dead to life. Remember, he did that through the birth of Isaac. He brought life out of what was dead. Sarah's womb, Abraham's loins were dead, and out of what was dead came life in the form of Isaac. And so Abraham knew that God was indeed the God of the resurrection. He had power over death. He could bring to life what was dead. Abraham was completely convinced that God would raise Isaac up. Why? Because he had to. God still had some promises that had not yet been fulfilled. God didn't promise Abraham one descendant, being Isaac. He promised him many descendants. And Abraham believed him. Abraham knew that if Isaac were to die, God would have to raise him up from the dead in order to completely fulfill his promises to Abraham. Abraham was fully convinced that God was faithful, that he would do what he had promised. Think about it. If we put ourselves in Abraham's shoes or sandals, how did this sound to him? We are reading it and understanding it through English eyes. When I say that, I mean that our first language is English, but his was not. His language was Hebrew. Let me explain. My first name is Linda. Linda means a few different things in a few different languages. In Spanish, it means pretty. In another language, it means clear like sparkling water. In another language, it means chosen one. And in Zulu, it means long-awaited one. But when I hear my name in English, it just means Linda. It doesn't have an English meaning. Back home in South Africa, many of the black children are given names like Precious or Beauty. Whenever Abraham heard his name, he didn't hear it as meaning something in a different language. This is how Abraham would hear this passage. Genesis 21 verse 1 onwards says, "And it happened after these things that God tested the father of a multitude. And he said to him, 'Father of a multitude.' And he said, 'Here I am.' And he said, 'Take, pray, your son, your only son whom you love, Isaac, and go forth to the land of Moriah, and offer him up as a burnt offering on one of the mountains which I shall say to you.' And father of a multitude rose early in the morning, and saddled his donkey, and took his two lads with him, and Isaac his son, and he split wood for the offering, and rose and went to the place that God had said to him. On the third day, father of a multitude raised his eyes and saw the place from afar." That is how Abraham would hear and read that passage of scripture. His name meant father of a multitude, not in another language, but in his own language. And I believe that that was one of the things that Abraham held onto, his identity. This had become his identity. God's promises had become his identity. Who are you? I am father of a multitude. Now God wants me to offer up to him my only son. And that's okay, because God still says, "I am father of a multitude." Therefore, somehow he will bring it to pass. And he has said he will do it through Isaac. So, what is going to happen? I'm going to go to this mountain that God will show me, and I will sacrifice him up to God, because he is my friend and he's asked me to do this. But because he is my friend, he will then raise up my son Isaac from the dead, because he is faithful to me. And so therefore, he will still complete, he will still fulfill all the things that he has promised to me. That is what I believe was going on in Abraham's mind. There is so much more in this chapter, so much more to ponder on, so much more to study, to dig into, and we've actually covered a lot already, and we've only really looked at the first couple of verses, but there's a lot of meat, a lot of things to chew on for the rest of the week. Number one, it wasn't an order. God said, please. Number two, Abraham needed to leave Gerar and go to this place that God has seen. Isaac was not a child. He was a fully consenting adult. He was a willing sacrifice. And lastly, in verse 5, we see that Abraham was fully confident that both him and Isaac would come back alive from that mountain. That's quite a bit to chew on. So have fun with that. And I will talk to you again next week. God bless you. Bye for now.